alert. Mobile.
10-4 WHM, monitoring.
WHM, morning Bill, this is KO4HKX, Patrick.
Hey Patrick, how you doing this day?
I am enjoying a beautiful day. How about yourself?
Off today, so I've been already up and going. That's about 6:30, just enjoying it. And right now I'm working on a code plug on my DMR radio. Just happen to be sitting here at the radio.
Our radio I ordered should be in today. Should be at the house waiting on me when I get there.
The radio and hotspot together. Should work right up for you. I've got one of the cheap Chinese hotspots, and actually I've had it since November, and I pulled it out this weekend and got it programmed and up and running and started making contacts worldwide last night.
Looking forward to learning it and playing with it. So I'm looking, like I said, just looking forward to that.
The videos they got on it to show you how it works and how you can make changes. The videos are awesome. And I bought the code plug from Bridgecom, the worldwide code plug, and that's what I'm putting in now. There's an app you can download that allows you to merge code plugs, and so I'm doing that so I don't have to rekey all my analog frequencies.
And poor DKC.
It's Patrick and Bill here.
And this morning, Bill played to get your hotspot up and running. Those things can be complicated. Mine wasn't supposed to be, but it turned out to be, and I finally figured it out. Hope you guys are doing well today.
Good to hear you in there. And, those hotspots can be a bear. My biggest problem was I didn't read where they required a password on U.S. on Brainmaster, and I didn't have a password in it, so it wouldn't connect. And I finally watched video, saw that, fixed it. 5 minutes later, I was talking.
Patrick, you got yours coming in today. I haven't ventured outside of D-Star yet. I've got mine. We'll do DMR and Fusion and the whole works. I just got mine set up for D-Star right now. Patrick, did you say yours was coming in today, the hotspot?
Joanne, the hotspot should be here this afternoon. So I'm looking forward to that. All I'll have to do is set it up on my router at the house so that I can get on, and then I can get on D-Star and DMR.
Bill, you said, are you working today or you off?
I'm off today. I actually leave tomorrow to go to Alabama to a survival training. I'm into outdoors and bushcraft, and I'm going to a survival course for the weekend.
The weather may be good for it anyway. Yeah, I was an outdoors guy. I have been for years. I just don't get out very much anymore. I don't like going out by myself anymore. So if I fall or something, I might lay out there for a while. Patrick, you're working today, I guess, aren't you?
It's not what I do anymore. I just ride around and talk to my friends, basically.
The money is, that's working as far as I'm concerned.
Yeah, but I do enjoy what I'm doing. I get to help people, and like I said, I get to ride around and just visit with my friends.
Pretty good gig if you can get it, Patrick. I'd keep doing it. I enjoy what I do, so I can't say that I work hard, but I get stressed out sometimes, but it's enjoyable.
We all get stressed out sometime or another with this, with just life in general, but yeah, this year will stress me out sometimes trying to get stuff in for people in a timely manner and just keeping things organized and on top of it.
Even looks like the chip maker stuff is not doing too well right now. They're having a hard time finding chips for everything now. I know some of the radios are still delayed again, but who knows when that'll get straightened out. But now evidently it's expanded out to car makers and other people too.
A buddy of mine, he still works at the GM dealer where I was working at. And I was talking to him about 2 weeks ago, and they said they only had 8 new cars on the lot.
The shipments coming in, even just that little mess over there in the Middle East where they blocked up the canal, Suez Canal, threw stuff off. It's ridiculous.
Yeah. Heard that ICOM was shipping their ID-52A, the new D-Star handheld. They were shipping it out again in Japan around the end of February, 1st of March. But I talked to the national sales guy, sales manager at HRO, Steve Gilmore's his name. Anyway, he told me they weren't expecting any until probably June or July. But you never know with those things. And say, I'm going to try to, I think I'm going to fire the D-74 back up and set it up for the hot spot, although it's not as easy to use as ICOMs are.
That's the ICOMs. I looked at this little Chinese one I got. It's called the, what do they call it? No, I can't think of it, but I looked at that and the BridgeCom, and this one was $80, and they just said it would take a little setup, and I'm satisfied with it. It seems to work well for $80.
Yeah, I come on down to the D-Star anyway, Bill. They won't do DMR. But Patrick, what radio is finally showing up for you?
BridgeCom, James, is what he'd said, that in a hotspot, so it ought to come plug and play for him, if I'm not mistaken.
Question, well, that BridgeCom, is are they out of Rock Hill, or where are they located?
In Kansas, if I'm not mistaken. I'm pretty sure it's Kansas.
Except in Rock Hill, they were selling a bunch of DMR stuff. I don't know where they still do it. They had some regular amateur stuff as well, too. But, when Gizmo was operating out of Rock Hill, that was a place to buy. Man, they were as cheap as anybody was in the country for a while. And it was just, when I lived up there, it was just way too convenient for me to come in there and see something new I wanted. Wasn't a very big store, but they sold a lot of stuff. But I didn't know. I saw one in Rock Hill that was advertising some DMR stuff, but I didn't know whether it was a. I know BridgeCom, they do their own. They have their own brands of radios, I think. Is that correct?
WS8D.
Yeah, James, the BridgeCom has their own brand. They use the Anytone. Go ahead, W.
Yeah, I think the place he's talking about is called Buy Two-Way Radios. They're on Cherry Street. It's a commercial, mostly commercial two-way radio place, but they carry some ham stuff.
You're right. Yeah, I have an idea. I lived up there for 15, 16 years, I guess, in the original Gizmo place. It was only amateur radio. It was right there at right there, kind of across from where Rock Hill, where the shopping center was. I think they've done where they bulldozed that thing down yet or not. But it's right there on Cherry Road, which is the main drag into that Rock Hill. I've got a good idea where the other place is located. But that's exactly right. I knew there was one up there, but I couldn't remember the name of it. Thanks for filling us in on that.
Yeah, I lived there for 15 years, so I've been in that store a couple of times to buy antennas, things like that. Name here is Mike. I'm in Campobello. Just thought I'd chime in and let you know what I knew. WS8D.
One of the great things about this ham radio and this repeater, there's always usually somebody that knows what we're talking about, even when we don't. So thank you. Have a great day. 73s.
Appreciate that. Yeah, I enjoyed living up in that area. It's a lot of, it's been 25 years ago now, though. So that's changed since the last time I was up there. Place has grown a lot. But anyway, Patrick, you around or you out and about somewhere?
Got the HF radio on, got the 2-meter radio on, and got the computer on, not doing anything special.
Mike, I know you just moved in there not long ago, is that correct?
Yes, sir, you've got a good memory. Been here since November, and slowly getting antennas up and all that good stuff.
Telescope and mast or something, I think you were looking for. I may eventually put something up here myself right now. I'm just restricted indoor antennas. But it gets me what I need to do. I'm not on HF anyway.
Having to cobble together some pieces of steel conduit to make a 30-foot mast. It's kind of, it's up there. It's working.
In the repeater for sure. Yeah, I was looking at a telescope and fiberglass mast. And I was kind of astonished at how expensive it was for even 25-foot, but they are handy. They're not too terribly heavy, but it's just guiding them. And you may probably have to guide that sort of thing for glass, I suppose. But I was trying to find something I could just put up and, you know, put something out so I could put it down, maybe put a 7 or maybe put a 7-element M-square up there for a 2-meter sideband during the VHS contest, but I think I pretty well decided I may just have to wait on that. It looks like it's more work than it's worth for me right now.
Station, go ahead. WS-18.
Your program, so I'm going to go play with it a little bit, and then I'll be back on the air. So y'all have a great day. Patrick James, good talk to you this morning, as always, and enjoy this beautiful day. 73 is my friend. This is M4WHM. I'm clear.
See you later, Bill. I hadn't heard Patrick back in there. Yeah, Mike's still around today. He's monitoring. But we'll good luck getting everything programmed. Hope when you get everything changed and fire it back up again. It acts right. But anyway, good talk to you, Bill. Talk to you later today. M4DJC clear and monitoring.
Here and get some breakfast and get my grass cut. 73s, guys. WS-8D.
Getting the grass cut. Thankfully, I have somebody that does that for me now. I don't do it anymore. Too old to get out and push them all around. Have a good day, Mike. Talk to you later. WS-8D M4DJC clear.
HKX.